Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Listen to your own microeconomy. What's going on around you? Are you making enough sales? Do you have enough people to sell to? If not, what adjustments can you make? Who cares what the New York Times says? Who cares what Wall Street Journal says? Who cares what Fox News says or CNN or CNBC or any of that? Because everyone's just guessing, as proven by having the two world's best economists have opposite views on what they think is coming. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
I sure hope everybody is getting used to the dogs, you know, chewing bones in the background, ringing the bell to go out, barking at each other. I wonder if that's, is that acceptable in a podcast?
I mean, there is no other way, Chris Harder.
It's going to have to be.
It is either accepted or we don't have a podcast.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, first of all, if you could see us, we are holding two-inch baby microphones. So
I feel so huge holding this.
See it? I feel like an influencer right now with this baby mic.
Oh my God, these are the videos. I wanted to share with you three ways to get skinnier. My first way is this. That's what it feels
like. Hey, I would follow her.
All right, I probably would too.
Okay, so here's what we're going to talk about. Are you ready for this?
I'm kind of scared.
I want to know. Three of your biggest takeaways. So technically, if I wasn't in the room, three of your biggest secrets that came out from being in the inside of your elite mastermind, because you just finished it. And I always know when you're done, I'm like, we need to go on a walk. I need a full download. I have to hear everything that happened in that room.
You know what? Okay. One, freaking awesome subject. Two, can't wait to share it because so much good information exchanges hands. All right, let me start with this. Just in case anybody's been living under a rock and they don't know what a mastermind is, here's what a mastermind is. It's a group of people that lock arms for a period of time, usually 6 months or a year, and they swear to exchange ideas and support and help for that 6 months or that year. And the idea is that you get to tap into the brilliance and the support of all these other like-minded entrepreneurs that typically you don't have surrounding you in your regular life. We have mastered putting the right people together. Now, this is their words, not mine. I'm going to have a little moment of bragging. This was the best one freaking yet.
Like, why?
Every single person came. We changed the format up a little bit. We made it so that, I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but let's just say everybody felt more connected.
Mm.
Everybody felt like they understood what they can go to each other for even more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody felt like they really got a good spotlight kind of turned on them, where the other, you know, 33 entrepreneurs in the room got to take turns solving whatever their biggest hurdle was right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we had epic guest speakers. Wait, I got it. You want to know what the takeaways are? How about I tell you one takeaway from each speaker?
I love that.
My favorite one. And then how about I tell you what one or two of the great ideas that exchanged hands in the room were? Because I really want this to be educational for everyone.
Yeah, let's do it. So who was your first speaker?
Dean Graziosi.
Oh my God, I love him.
Dean Graziosi.
Okay, I love him because he was at the mastermind we were at. Obviously, you know, we're lucky enough to be friends with him.
Yep.
Having been his neighbor, that really brought us together.
Neighbor turned into good friends.
But having been in that mastermind with him too, like, you know, you get one version when you're friends, but then also when he is teaching, he's like a whole other incredible genius. And I know that he poured into us in that mastermind, and like, he was, some of my favorite advice was given by him. So I want to know what the big takeaway from him was in your mastermind room.
This one might surprise you. So for context, no matter when you're listening to this, we had the mastermind the week after all the banks started to collapse.
SVB,
and then Signature Bank, mm-hmm. and the First Republic had to get saved. And now the Swiss bank, UBS just bought out Credit Suisse. Right. So all of a sudden, there's some real instability out there. On top of the fact that we feel like the economy has slowed down, on top of the fact of massive inflation, right? So the headwinds are getting strong.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people wanted to know from Dean in particular, because he's friends with a lot of the world's greatest economists. Most people don't know this, but because Dean is Tony Robbins' business partner and best friend, they hang out with a lot of the world's greatest economists. So he had just left before he came to speak to the mastermind. He had just left the week prior, talking and hanging out with Charlie Munger. Now, you may not know who that is, but Charlie Munger is Warren Buffett's business partner. Matter of fact, they're both in their 90s and they're both the two smartest economists probably in the world. Well, he was just hanging out with Charlie Munger and he was asking him, hey, what should we expect of the economy coming up? Now, Charlie had one take on it. I'm not going to tell you what that take is yet because that's not the punchline. Charlie had one strong take on what he thinks is coming. Then Dean recently talked to Ray Dalio, another one of the greatest economists in our time right now. And he asked him, hey, what do you think is going to be coming up with the economy? He had an opposite take as what Charlie Munger did. Now, these are two of the smartest economists, most successful people in the world. And they had opposite views of what is going to happen. So the lesson he delivered to us was this. He goes, listen, nobody knows, but all you can do is control what you can control. What is the effort you can put in? What are the pivots you can make? How can you adjust your prices? How can you serve people better than you did before?
Mm-hmm.
He said, control what you can control and realize people, some of the world's most successful, wealthiest success stories come out of bad economies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
God, isn't that always the only answer?
Yeah. So this is his point. He's like, don't listen to the headlines because no one's right and no one's wrong.
Right.
Don't listen to the experts because no one's right and no one's wrong. Listen to your own microeconomy. What's going on around you? Are you making enough sales? Do you have enough people to sell to? If not, what adjustments can you make? Mm-hmm. And it was that simple. And it freed everybody up in that room. So like, okay, who cares what the New York Times says? Who cares what Wall Street Journal says? Who cares what Fox News says or CNN or CNBC or any of that? Because everyone's just guessing, as proven by having the two world's best economists have opposite views on what they think is coming.
Man, I was just saying that there's always a need and there's always money. It's like, where is it shifting? Even if it's shifting, like even during COVID,
yep.
shifted to DoorDash and deliveries and how can you get your product delivered to their door? Like just, it's always moving around.
Yeah, it really is. By the way, listen to what I just got to say. It just dawned on me right now. I had Dean Graziosi get to come and share what he learned hanging out with the world's two greatest economists
that is
in
insane.
The mastermind. That's like nuts. That's some next level stuff right there.
I mean, those are like the people I would love to sit with right now. And you're one person removed.
I know. That's crazy. Okay. So that was my best takeaway from Dean. Next, we had Britt Driscoll. She was Ellie Webb's partner in Drybar. You're her CMO, chief marketing officer. And now she and Ellie are partners, but she's the CEO and founder of Squeeze, the massage chain that we invested in.
And she's one of my favorite people.
One of the smartest, brilliant business people on the planet.
We also did a podcast together for a little while called Girlfriends in Business. And she's a genius.
She is incredible.
If you want to go listen to some past episodes.
And she turned me on to my favorite martini, by the way, called the Driscoll.
The Driscoll, her last name.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's part gin, part vodka with a lemon twist.
And no vermouth. Oh, it's so good.
So good. Anyway.
Okay. So, you know, they were asking her lots of questions about when you did Drybar, how did you get everything to run the same no matter what one you went into? In other words, how do I expand my brand without diluting it?
Yeah.
And then with Squeeze, how do you get the experience to be the same everywhere you go? And a lot of people are saying, hey, how do I take me out of the equation? Mm. I am the bottleneck. How do I take me out of the equation? How do I scale and keep the quality there?
That's interesting that that's kind of the place where everybody was.
Oh my God. It was the theme for at least one third of the
room. It's called the theme for scaling.
Yep.
Take
yep.
yourself out.
Well, you know what? Probably because everyone in there has a, you know, $1 to $7.5 million business, right? So they're all kind of in that same stage.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Her answer was really good. She said, if you don't have written SOPs, you don't have a business.
Dang.
And it made me as, oh, we don't have squat for written SOPs.
Damn.
I'm just raising my hand. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at you, but I'm not looking at you.
You're actually looking right at me and you're looking into my soul.
But I mean, this hit me and this hit everyone else. She said, even if somebody has to come in and observe you, like there's professionals that come in, they know what to ask you, they know what to observe, and they write your SOPs for you. She said, Squeeze has a 500 and some page written set of SOPs.
Wow.
And that's what they use for training. It's what they use for duplication. It's what they turn to when someone has a question. It's what they turn to when there's a crisis. She said, if you don't have written SOPs, you're not going to be able to take yourself out of the equation. If you don't have written SOPs, you're not going to be able to replace the most talented person on your team. They're going to be the bottleneck. Mm. If you don't have written SOPs, you're going to scale to a certain point, but not to a mega point.
Hey, y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed.
Wow. Okay. I have a question on this. It might stump you.
Okay.
But let's say startups or companies like, you know, the people in your room and some of mine, where we are using agencies for some of our procedures.
Yep.
So should we be trying to create SOPs from our agencies before we...
Yes. You either ask the agencies to provide written SOPs, or you have a professional come in and work with them and you to capture them. It, by the way, people might be like, what's SOPs? Standard operating procedures.
Yep.
Literally, how does every person do their job? And what is, you know, if this, then that type of procedures.
So crazy, because SOPs also take in like a lot of reinforcement. So you can have your SOPs. What's making me think this? It's really funny, but it's so true. Of course, when I worked at Jotigo, we had SOPs for the way the whole place should be run. The coffee shop, because he was trying to make it a chain.
Yep.
Or a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And we had SOPs for how the drinks were made. And like none of it was enforced.
Right.
Ever. So guess what was not the same? I think the whole reason that that did not do well was because they never got the same product at a different place.
No, yeah, that company kind of bombed.
Employee to employee, they never got the same drink.
Yep, they didn't have written SOPs, or they did, but they didn't enforce them.
Yeah, so even your customer service, like...
It's interesting, because she said, not only will you never scale without SOPs, not only will you never take yourself out from being a bottleneck, not only will you not remove your most talented person on your team from being a bottleneck, but she also said, you have no real team culture if you don't have SOPs. That's
true,
too.
Totally, because people come in and they want to do it a certain way and there's no bonding over one way.
Yep. And so, you know, a couple of people raise their hand. They're like, there's no way I can write SOPs for all my departments and everybody. How do I do it? And she said, there's professionals that come in and do this. So don't DM me for them because I don't know who it is yet. But I'm sure if you ask your audience or freaking Google it, you can find people to come in and capture your SOPs and put them down for you.
Yeah, I've had, you know, and just even when I was running my business in a smaller way, I had the people who were in those positions just write the SOPs slowly.
Yep.
It was like, okay,
I
want an SOP within the next month. It's not something that I'm like, I need this right now. It's like, let's really look at what we're doing and write an SOP for the next month. If, you know, someone new comes in, or, you know, you work yourself out of your position and get a promotion.
You know what keeps going through my head? You down with SOP? Yeah, you know me. God, am I dumb.
You can absolutely have that as an anthem in your business.
No, I've been singing that the whole time I've been talking in my head. I'm so weird.
That's not weird. That's really commendable.
So those were the best pieces of advice from each of the speakers.
Now extracting from the room's genius.
Yeah.
So everybody got a chance to go around and kind of share what's working and what's not working. And then they got feedback on what they needed.
Yep.
So what was some of the main things that came out of it that everyone was like, dang?
First of all, it was the biggest idea dump ever. It was the biggest idea exchange ever. Mm-hmm. It was insane. And some of the ones that stood out, like common themes, people are always like, ooh, what's the next thing I can start? What's the next product I can inject? When, ready, here's the catch. When they haven't maximized
what they have.
The one that they already have. So think about it. They're taking their eye off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking momentum away from the one that was doing pretty good. They're starting something from scratch because they just think that, oh, look, there's a gap in my product suite here. Logically, I must put something in there. And everybody wanted to. So they'd get up in front of the room, right? And they'd be like, okay, here's my business and here's what I got. And I think I'm missing this product and my audience is at, here's the catch. Here's where they trap you. My audience is asking for a such and such. So I wanted to create a such and such for them, except when you say your audience is asking for whatever, it really means maybe three people DM'd you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh, my audience wants this. And so you put your energy and some resources and some money and some marketing and all, whatever it is towards this new product. When all of that money and time and energy and resources should have been continuously applied towards your original product until you max that one out.
I actually think this was our Achilles heel when we were growing for the first, I would say, 7 years, honestly, because Chris and I kept on creating new products just because we're like, oh, you know, I think we used, like we got everything that we need out of this one, meaning it's hit everyone in our current audience. Okay. Well, if everyone in our current audience has bought it and we've done pretty okay with it, meaning we've sold a good number to our current audience and maxed them out, why wouldn't we then learn how to do ads and reach other audiences and expand?
Yep.
And I think that's where people go wrong, especially newer people in business. That's where we went wrong, was like, oh, well, we feel like we kind of maxed it out with our current audience.
Yep.
Oh my God. I mean, this is exactly where you start to scale something. If it's proven, if you guys have had something that's done pretty well, that means it's a proven concept. And now you should put your efforts into scaling and marketing and getting it out there in a bigger way.
Yeah, you're 100% accurate. You want to know what the other one that was commonly exchanged and, oh, you know, where people got called out on their stuff?
What?
It's like an epidemic. Everybody has one or two employees that are continually giving a C+ effort, but they're paying them like an A+ employee.
Oh gosh.
And they're tolerating it. And, you know, there is this constant theme over and over again where what you tolerate is your fault, not the employee's fault.
What you tolerate is the business you have.
Yes. And people weren't having the tough conversations that they knew they needed to have. It's not like they discovered in the room they needed to have a conversation. They knew they needed to have, and that people are not having these conversations. So literally They found accountability partners. They set deadlines and they made it so that, hey, you have to have this conversation by, you know, this day when you get back from the mastermind and we're checking up on you. So there's some tough conversations happening.
There's some shit going down this week.
There's shit going down. It's like when you used to have Bliss Project and people would go back and two or three would get divorced because they'd have tough conversations.
Oh, God, that was the worst.
Right? But it's the same thing.
I would always dread it. I'm like, yo, not responsible for that. Sign this waiver. All you're going to do is discover what you should be doing in your life. I am not responsible for what happens after this.
Yeah.
I also would say, by the way, just talking about that as we make a funny joke, but I would literally say, do not make a decision for 2 weeks after this, no matter what you did. Because yep. People can go back and be like, I'm in power and I don't want this person in my life or this person or my husband anymore. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Give yourself 2 weeks to make a decision. Well, I love that. I know that when I had that moment of what am I pretending not to know about my business? I was actually on a trip away at a masterclass, Gabby Bernstein's masterclass. And I was with one of my friends. I was with Angelique. And I had this huge epiphany of, oh God, I have to actually let two of my employees go.
And you came home and did it. And I was just in shock. It's like, whoa, what happened?
Well, the reason that I did it is because number one, it was time.
Yep.
And I was operating. Nothing was working.
Yep.
It wasn't a good fit. And I knew it for probably 3 months. 3 months, you guys. That is when you know you're a beginner entrepreneur is when you tolerate something for a very long period of time.
Yep.
And 3 months is 3 months and a day too long. So with that said, I made a deal with Angelique. I was like, right when I get home, can't live this way anymore. Right when I get home, hold me accountable. When I get home the next day, you call me. And if it's not done yet, like, do not let me off the hook. And that was the only way it got done. Cause you know why? You get home, that shit's hard.
Yep.
The people are nice. You see them and you're like, is it really that bad? You know? And it's like, oh, well, no work's getting done, but man, we had some fun lunches.
Yep.
And that's the problem because you want to keep the people around because you want them to like you, but that is not your job.
Boy, that's funny because almost all these people said, well, I like the person, but they're doing a bad job.
Great. Keep them as friends if you can.
Yeah.
Probably won't. Probably won't be able to.
It's a real trap, but you got to fix it. It's a real trap. Yeah. So anyhow, those were some of the cool ideas exchanged and what the speaker shared. And you know, there's about 100,000 more breakthroughs than that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The amount of referrals that were passed around, like, oh, you got to use my CFO. Oh, you got to use my fractional marketing officer. Oh, you got to use my digital ad team. Like, I think everybody just found their people, so to speak.
And that's
from
everything.
The referral exchange alone is amazing.
That is everything. And by the way, if you just realize that you have a tough conversation to have, I think that that is what I want to share is that literally 15 minutes after you have it, you're going to feel the craziest weight lifted off you. And there's going to be so many ideas and great things that come your way because of that. You don't realize how much that's blocking when you have someone who's not a fit, not pulling in their weight, or not a good energy around you.
Is that like when you leave the bathroom, you're like, wow, I didn't realize how good I could feel?
I mean, more every morning.
So gross. What's wrong
morning.
With us? We're broken.
No, we are. Everything is right about
I have
us.
A giant sheep-a-doodle on my lap chewing a bone that I'm holding with my hand right now as we record this. Technology is amazing.
It really is.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening. We sure appreciate you. Hope you liked the glimpse and the information from it. By the way, people invest $50,000 a piece to be in this mastermind for the year. So when we share like some of the takeaways and stuff, this is really valuable stuff. So apply it. Use it, apply it. Go, you know, find your accountability partners and do things on your own. And we're doing mini versions of this. Like if you don't have the 50 grand, if you don't qualify to be in the year-long elite mastermind, we started doing roundtables. Smaller groups, 2 days, a lot of the same exercises, only $5,000 worth of a tax deductible investment, and people are freaking loving it. So I think we're going to put together another one. I don't know for sure, but the first one sold out in 6.5 hours, and the second one sold out in 23 hours. So if you guys want to be in the front of the line when I do one more, all you have to do is text me the word roundtable to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word roundtable to 310-421-0416. And you can have a mini mastermind 2-day experience of this.
All right, you guys, this is how we truly changed our life and our business. So we hope that we get to see you. And until next time,
peace out.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.